Now, the first exercise is I want you to pick a quality or characteristic, something that you don't possess, something that you're weak in. Maybe it is that you wish that you were more confident. Maybe it is that you wish that you were more organized. Maybe it is that you wish that you were more aggressive. Maybe it is that you wish that you were more calm. Pick a personal quality, a personal trait. Something that you're not, something that you're weak in. And I want you to spend 5 minutes every day visualizing yourself having that quality. And when you visualize yourself having that quality, then I want you to not only visualize yourself having the quality, but visualize all the things that are happening to you as a result of having the quality. All the things that are happening to you as a result of being an organized person, or all the results of being a confident person, or whatever characteristic that you're taking. And so you spend 5 minutes every day visualizing yourself being that person, having that quality, and all the things that happen to you as a result of having that quality. Totally losing yourself in that image. The second exercise is I want you to seed for 5 minutes that you have that quality, that you are that person. So if it's confidence, you would vibrate and feel yourself being a confident person. And you might say, yeah, but I'm not a confident person. How do I know what it feels like to be a confident person? Well, that's why you have an imagination. And we all know people that are confident. So imagine what it would be like to feel confident, or whatever the quality is that you're going for. Using your imagination, you see the feeling that you are that person. You have that quality for 5 whole minutes. Again, you've got your timepiece. You're doing it to your timepiece. And 5 minutes is not 30 seconds. 5 minutes is not 1 minute. 5 minutes is not 3 minutes. 5 minutes is 5 minutes. It's a discipline. And whatever quality you pick, make sure that you stay right with the one quality for the full week. For example, don't pick one quality and a couple days later say, oh, right, I thought of something even better. Whatever quality you pick, stay right with the one quality for the full week. Okay, the next exercise is I want you to spend 5 minutes every day visualizing yourself doing your exercises. So you visualize yourself being disciplined. You visualize yourself having the incredible foresight and willpower and determination to do your exercises every day. And not only do you do your exercises, but here's the second part of it. You're a real natural at it. They work fabulously for you. You know, like some athletes, Tiger Woods, when he picked up that golf club, I mean, he knew the first time that he was a natural at it. And it's the same thing with mind powers. Visualize yourself being incredibly good at it. You do have the ability of manifesting it. So not only do you do your exercises, but they work great for you. You're a real natural at it. The next exercise is a contemplation exercise. I want you to rewrite the 6 laws into the personal. So instead of thoughts are real forces, it now becomes my thoughts are real forces. And instead of the mind is ascending and receiving station of thought, my mind is ascending and receiving station of thought. And I want you to spend 5 minutes every day contemplating those 6 laws. Really contemplating, disciplining the mind, forcing the mind. If it doesn't want to think about it, then it has to repeat it over and over and over again for 5 minutes, and it's going to get sick of repeating it, and it's going to start thinking about it. The next exercise is I want you to contemplate these statements and contemplate them together as one thought for several minutes every day. My power to think thoughts is my power to create my life. And I have the power to think whatever thoughts I choose. And I want you to contemplate that. I want you to contemplate that your power to think thoughts is your power to create your life. Really contemplate that. Really think about that. Think about it every day. And that you have the power to think whatever thoughts you choose. The next exercise is a self-observation exercise. And your self-observation exercise this week is different from last week. This week, what you're going to do is several times every day, you're going to ask yourself two questions. The first question, how am I feeling? And then answer yourself. I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling excited, I'm feeling worried, I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling thrilled, whatever it is. Answer yourself. And then when you answer yourself, ask yourself the second question. What am I thinking? And then answer yourself. So several times every day, ask yourself these two questions. Maybe you're all worked up, you know, about something. Ask yourself, how are you feeling? I'm all worked up. Okay, what am I thinking? Oh. Interesting. Maybe you're really excited about some project. Ask yourself, how am I feeling? I'm feeling excited. What are you thinking? Interesting. And what you do is several times every day, ask yourself these questions. How am I feeling? What am I thinking? The next exercise is I want you to weed out those negatives. Again, working the four techniques on the negatives. And there's no time span on that. And the final exercise is I want you to go over your notes for 5 minutes every day. You chart yourself each day when you do the exercises. You chart it. And part of your visualization in seeing yourself doing your exercises is seeing a chart full. Seeing a chart that's completely full. You don't have to do the exercises all in one sitting. If you want to do some in the morning and some in the evening, that's fine. You want to break it up into a couple segments, that's fine. I wouldn't suggest breaking it up into like 8 segments. I mean, that's a little... You know, it's a little indulgent, I think. But, you know, you want to break it into a couple segments, fine. And any time you do it, some people are morning people, some people are evening people, that's fine. The only time that is the absolute worst time to do it is when you're dead tired, flat on bed, thinking, oh, I better do it before I go to sleep. So with the exception of that time, any time is fine. And I want you to come into a very, very deep realization that thinking thoughts in this new and different way that you're learning in this training is totally different than anything else that you've ever done in your life before. And that it is a training. And that the most important part of this training comes the minute you leave the room. And what happens between now and next week. So, have a good week. Have a productive week. Have a fun week. Do your exercises each and every day. And we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you very much.